This is the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now, about 8 days after these sayings, Jesus took with him Peter and John and James and went up the mountain to pray. And while he was praying, the appearance of his face changed, and his clothes became dazzling white. Suddenly they saw two men, Moses and Elijah, talking to him. They appeared in glory and were speaking of his departure, which he was about to accomplish at Jerusalem. Now Peter and his companions were weighed down with sleep, but since they had stayed awake, they saw his glory and the two men who stood with him. Just as they were leaving him, Peter said to Jesus, "Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah," not knowing what he said. While he was saying this, a cloud came and overshadowed them, and they were terrified as they entered the cloud. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my son, my chosen. Listen to him." When the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone, and they kept silent, and in those days told no one any of the things they had seen. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Overwhelmed. Let's just take a breath together. Ever since my sister graduated college and moved out to California, our family vacations headed to the ocean. Part of vacation involved getting into our swimsuits and going down onto a sunny, sandy beach and swimming in the ocean. The ocean's always terrified me. Maybe it's because I grew up in landlocked Nebraska. I'm not used to waves except the ones at the wave pool at the local park, sort of family fun park. Maybe it's just the bigness of the ocean. Maybe it's all the horror stories that my mother would tell me to keep me from doing something stupid, which as a young kid I was often doing something stupid. Horror stories about rip currents that would just pull you out to sea before you knew it and not be too risky. Something about the animals, the sharks that live in the ocean and swim around and every now and then chomp on people. Something about the incessant coming of the waves. They just never stop. Wave after wave after wave after wave. So there's something about the ocean that's always scared me. There's something about the pace of the waves that never stop coming that can be unsettling. And I, like many of you, have felt unsettled as of late as well. The pace of unsettling, disruptive national news has been incessant. Breakneck, feeling like the start of COVID or that time after 9/11, that there is this blitzkrieg strategy of flooding the zone with change and executive action. strategy of it is meant to overwhelm our ability to understand everything that's changing in our government, hoping that some of the changes will get through without people knowing. I know some of you have spoken to me about your own struggles with this, your own fears. Some of you who have federal jobs, some of you whose jobs center the hard-fought freedoms of equity and the work of inclusion, some of you who seek to see some morality in our national politics in a time when the flaunting of morality is cheered. All of this change can be overwhelming, and certainly things like Friday's meeting with the president of Ukraine, an unsettling of our place in the globe and our role in the world, can all feel so unsettling. And that's when it's important to breathe. Our gospel reading begins with the words, "Now about 8 days after these sayings, Jesus took Peter and James and John and went up a mountain to pray." It is important to know what those sayings are, because those sayings are the words that Jesus speaks to his disciples the first time he begins to open up to them about what really lies ahead. He shares his first passion prediction. He says to them, "I will be handed over to the chief priests and the scribes and the forces of empire. I will be handed over and I will die. On the third day, rise again. And those who want to follow me," Jesus says, as part of these sayings, "must also take up their cross to do so." These words of crosses and being handed over and becoming a victim even unto death are certainly unsettling. I imagine the disciples being taken off guard by these words of Jesus, being unsettled by this prediction. We know Peter's response in some of these cases where Jesus starts talking about his passion is to say, "Jesus, stop." Because it is hard to hear. It's going to be a massive change. And so Jesus takes them to breathe. Jesus takes them up a mountain to pray. And as they are praying, the things start to change around him. He's transfigured before them. His clothes become dazzling white. Moses and Elijah show up to talk to him, to begin to talk to him about his exodus, his departure that he is about to achieve. They're talking to him about these things that he has lifted up for his disciples to understand, this death and then resurrection. They have come to speak to him in the midst of all of this overwhelming activity and to remind Jesus and to remind his disciples that can see it, that as overwhelming as it all is, that there is something that is even more overwhelming than the overwhelming evil of the world. But God's power is always greater. God's light is always brighter. that God's truth is always stronger, that God's purpose is always to be fulfilled. The disciples are overcome, overshadowed by the presence of God, coming as a cloud, wrapping around them. And from that cloud all around them, a voice echoes out. Listen to him. And they keep silent. And breathe. Just as Jesus' disciples were overwhelmed by the changes that were going to be happening, that were happening around them as they followed Jesus and faced the powers of empire, so we too, who endeavor to lead faithful lives in this world of disruptive change, so we too need to heed these words of the Holy One, and get crystal clear in this disruptive time about which voices we listen to, about whose voice we follow. The news will seek to overwhelm you. And in that overwhelming state of constant change in which we are living in this modern day, it is more important than ever to be clear about Jesus. To be clear about Jesus, who is one who cares for people beyond the boundaries of nations. Listen to him. To be clear about Jesus, who was an immigrant and a refugee, whose family fled evil in his homeland so that he might have an opportunity to grow up and stay alive. Listen to him. Jesus, who heals people without ever asking for payment, because he knows that health and wholeness are not only the right of the wealthy and the powerful. Listen to him. Jesus, who flips the tables of the money changers in the temple because he would not stand for those who would profit off of the faith of others or use others' faith as a means for enhancing their own wealth and power. Listen to him. Jesus, who holds on to hope even in the face of death, in the face of imperial power, and never loses sight of who he is, but goes straight to the heart of that power in Jerusalem and stands up in front of the chief priests and the scribes and those who would call him false, and he stands in his own truth. Listen to him, and breathe. And breathe. It took a while. Eventually, I did learn how to swim in the ocean. And the waves would come, and as they crashed in on you, instead of letting them wash over me, I learned how to take a breath and to dive into the water and to come up on the other side. In this day of crashing waves, let us remember to take a breath. For the Lord is the Spirit, or the breath, as the words in Greek can also be translated, the Lord is the breath. And where the breath of the Lord is, there is freedom. So, when the work that we have done as a church around helping refugees and immigrants is called by people of power in our national government a money laundering operation, as it has been, as the work of Lutheran Social Services has been accused of, let us take a breath and not listen to those voices, but listen to Jesus and remember who we are. When the rights of people are taken away, as they have been now in Iowa, where discrimination based on gender identity is now allowed, let us take a breath and remember our commitment that sacredness shows up in our gender, in how God has made us to be present in the world. Let's take a breath and remember who we are. When we are faced with the unknown challenges, let us listen to Jesus and be filled with the breath and the freedom of God. Amen.